Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Nicely done, beef. Whether it's your smoky beef brisket, your crunchy beef Wellington, your steamy beef stew, or your countless sizzling steaks, you're always the main course. Because dinner without you is just an appetizer. Get cooking at Beef. It's what's for dinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers. Nicely done, beef. No matter how you're cooked, grilled, sauteed, stir-fried, roasted, or stewed, your savory sounds are music to everyone's ears. Yeah, now that's a dinner playlist. Get cooking at Beef. It's what's for dinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Best month ever. U.S. pork exports posting the best month on record back in November of 2019, easily reaching new highs in both volume and value, according to data released yesterday by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. November exports of U.S. beef, meanwhile, below the previous year's large totals as we continue to fight the headwinds of that differential as far as the tariff levels were concerned. We've corrected that issue as of the 1st of January of this year, but the November and probably those December numbers still to come will reflect under that of a year ago on beef for sure. But pork exports surged to 259,000 metric tons in November, up 26% year over year, 11% above the previous high set back in July of this year. Export value at $712 million, up 32% from a year ago, breaking the previous value record, also from July 2019, by 14%. This pushed the January through November exports 7% in 2019 above 2018 in volume of 2.39 million metric tons, 6% higher in value at $6.19 billion. Pork exports are now on pace to exceed previous records for both volume and value. November beef exports, meanwhile, totaled 108,000 metric tons, down 4% from a year ago, valued at $658 million, down 7%. For January through November, beef exports down 3% in volume and value compared to the record pace established back in 2018. However, 2019 is already the second highest year for beef export value, trailing only the 2018 record of $8.33 billion. 2019, a good year, but it has been hindered by that situation with the Japanese. As we mentioned, that has been rectified now for the new year for 2020. It looks like Uncle Sam is ready to roll out some big money for rural broadband. The chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, Ajit Pai, has presented his colleagues with a proposal for a $20 billion Rural Digital Opportunity Fund. The FCC will be voting on this proposal at the end of this month. It could be pushing out a lot of money to areas that have no rural broadband service at all initially, and then try to fill in holes in other areas of the country as well. From the calendar, Oklahoma sorghum producers are going to be holding their annual meeting on Friday in the Hoover Building, Garfield County Fairgrounds in Enid, this running parallel with this year's Enid Farm Show that goes tomorrow and Saturday. You've got farm news on Ron.
The 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show will be deep in the heart of Texas, San Antonio. It's the cattle industry's biggest convention with education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA Trade Show, outstanding entertainment, and much more. So make your plans and be there for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, February 5th through the 7th. Details at ncba.org.
More agricultural news always on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.